Earth and Sky.
Jose Gomez Ibanez leads research on land use and transportation at Harvard University. He led a 2009 study by the National Research Council quantifying the way in which people living closer together and driving less can reduce the CO2 emissions now known to contribute to global climate change.
And the research shows that more compact mixed-use development does reduce driving. A doubling in the density of development will reduce driving by some 5 to 12% per household.
In other words, double the population in an area, develop shopping and other services there, and driving does decrease, according to the study.
We're not talking about moving people from single-family homes into multi-story apartment buildings, necessarily. In many metropolitan areas, the average density of new developments is 1.5 acres per dwelling unit. If you just had 1/8 of an acre per dwelling unit, you could still have single-family detached housing, but on much less land than we are using already.
So, according to Gomez Ibanez, smaller house lots do reduce commutes and greenhouse gas emissions just by shortening the distance between where you're coming from and where you're going. More science interviews at our website. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.